Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us. 312-981-7200 is the number. Right, we got a big show for you after the break. Chicago's own Lisa Goranson, who plays Becky on the ABC hit series The Conners, and before that Roseanne, returns this Wednesday with a new season, one of the first sitcoms to do so. And that's at 8 Central on Wednesday on ABC. We'll get a sneak preview and find out what to expect. After the news, we'll look at the world of pinball, which for over 70 years, most games in the world were manufactured right here in Chicago. Gary Stern is the president of Stern Pinball, and he'll join us to break it all down. Then in our second hour, we'll talk to author and movie historian David Scull about his new book, in coordination with Turner Classic Movies, called Fright Favorites, 31 Movies to Haunt Your Halloween and Beyond. And we'll see if your favorites are on the list. Then there's a WGN flashback. Radio legend Eddie Schwartz. Remember Eddie Schwartz? Used to do overnights here. And late ghost hunter Richard Crow on the hauntings of Chicago, Resurrection Mary. I had a friend of mine years ago. His dad used to tape some of these shows on Reel to Reel, and he gave me a CD of these interviews, and we digitally converted them, and going to be able to share one of them with you during the show. So very excited about that. Plus, I'll share one of my favorite classic radio plays, perfect for the Halloween season, Suspense, Sorry, Wrong Number. And then to wrap things up, we'll talk to Eddie Munster himself, Butch Patrick, on the legacy of TV classic The Munsters. But first, on Sunday, the Bears face the Carolina Panthers. It's an interesting matchup, and to talk about it all is a guy who's a sports legend in his own mind. You know him from the Kevin Matthews Show? Jim Shorts, everybody. Jimmy, how you doing, pal?
Dave, good. I'm calling from a limousine that I want to plug. Mm-hmm. It's Beaver Island Limo. If you get to Beaver Island when my casino is, call them 1-800-BEAVER-ISLAND-LIMO and let them pick you up.
Is this
fantastic service?
Is this? Do you own this too, Jimmy?
Actually, I am buying it. We're going to have a fleet of two cars.
Wow!
And they're nice. They're nice. They're all white too.
Oh, nice.
No black.
Gotcha.
They're all white.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. Hey, you know, I got to tell you, your pigskin picks on Facebook have been pretty spot on, especially for being an idiot like yourself. I'm really shocked, honestly.
Well, thank you. You're breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear all that, but thank you. I did lose money. I lost $75,000 on the Bears last week.
Yeah.
And I'm doubling it down, and I got to win, and I'm taking you want to talk about the Bears or the whole league?
Yeah, let's talk Bears and Carolina. Let's just focus on them.
Okay, well, I bet a double or nothing. The line is now down to one, so it's -1 for Carolina. They're favored to win at home. And I'm doubling it down. That's $150,000 cash for the Panthers to win this game. So
I mean, you know,
it's a lot.
Chicago and Carolina, they're in this weird middle ground, I think, that people are still trying to determine if each of these teams are real or not. I mean, just what happened with the 1-point last minute win last week. And now the Panthers, who everyone thought they'd be rebuilding this year with a lot of success, are coming off back-to-back wins. I think these are two very similar teams, though, don't you think? I mean, we just don't know where they're going to head.
Well, what's similar is they both suck. Okay?
That's true.
And especially last week, a point cost me $75,000.
Yeah, well, that's terrible. Sorry.
And to me, the Bears, it's still a train wreck. But, you know, you're at home, Carolina coming off two big wins, so are the Bears. But I just... there's something about the home team, and the quarterbacks for the Bears, it's skating on thin ice. And I'm not really impressed by the Chicago Bears defense.
Yeah, so the Chicago Bears suck, but they're 4-1. I mean, is that unreal to you?
If the Titanic didn't hit the iceberg, it would have arrived in New York. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
They're lucky.
Yeah.
They're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. What other big games are you excited about this weekend, Jimmy? You're right?
You know, you give me some games, because all I've been thinking about is the Bears in Carolina. Tom Brady and Tampa, that's put a fork in it. There's so many. The Giants, the Jets, put a fork in it. There's so many teams that are just out of it. Detroit, they've got a clean house. There's so many bad teams right now. Even San Francisco, you know, there's I still like Kansas City. I think they're going to go all the way again.
Gotcha. All right. All right. Now, you're talking a little bit about Beaver Island. I've read that they're experiencing a second COVID wave. So how many times have you had COVID again?
I've had COVID 6 times.
Wow.
And I'm selling this. It's my blood plasma is so good.
Mm.
I don't want to tell you this because
gross.
I've been told not to tell it by the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump got some of my blood plasma, and that's how come he recovered in 3 days.
Wow. 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 He took your blood.
Yes, he did. And if you vote for Trump, you're voting for me. Think about that. I'm not kidding you.
Dude, I don't know if I'd want your blood. I got a little vomit in my mouth right now.
It saved his life. He got, think of it, in 3 days.
Mm.
He's playing tennis. He's doing backflips. He feels like a 19-year-old boy, thanks to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. So what are you doing at the casino right now to attract visitors? Like, what's going on there? I mean, nobody's going anywhere still. Like, what are you doing to bring people in there, Jimmy?
That's not true. You know what we do? We fly people in plane loads from Croatia. And I'm telling you, they got a lot of money, and they blow it. We take it. We send them home broke.
Wow.
Croatia.
So you're bringing people in.
Plus, we're bringing in some great acts, too.
Oh, yeah. Who's you know? Yeah, tell me.
Well, this week we've got Carrot Top and Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, wow.
And Tony Orlando's guitar player is going to do this tribute Eddie Van Halen with his guitar solo. It's fantastic.
Yeah, sounds good. You're still an idiot. Still an idiot.
Thank you.
Go Bears,
and
Jimmy.
How's everybody? I want to shift on WGN.
Oh yeah, no, I'm going to send this tape right over as soon as we're done. I'm going to bring this right over to Sean and Mary, and they can make some decisions on that.
Sean and Mary are the best in the business.
Yes, they are.
You listen to them, you're going to do well.
Sounds good.
Okay, Dave.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, go Carolina. Yeah, thank you.